This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next AREG meeting is this coming Friday, the 20th of September, at the Fulham Community Hall, Phelps Court, Fulham, with the clubroom doors opening at 7:15pm. The Hex Beam antenna is a popular and compact HF to 6 metre antenna, and there are several versions available in the marketplace. Well, Theo, VK5IR, has extensively researched this antenna and decided to homebrew and build his own version. At this meeting, Theo will present to the audience information he has learnt, and he has worked through the process of homebrewing his own hex beam antenna. The hex beam design is well known to many in AREG, but Theo is the first in the club to homebrew one. This could kick off a whole new round of antenna construction and experimentation at the club. If you are interested in the hex beam antenna and perhaps would like to consider building one yourself, here is the opportunity to learn from Theo's experiences. So come along to the next AREG meeting this coming Friday, the 20th September. The evening will wrap up with a light supper of coffee, tea and cakes, and the opportunity to mingle and discuss homebrewing of antennas with Theo and other members of AREG. Further information may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Olga, VK5, VOB for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, and once again it's time for the North East Radio Club news. Well, last Friday night's meeting was very well attended, and we had an excellent talk by Mike, VK5ZC, about the history of amateur radio. And it started way back in the days of Sir Isaac Newton. And as well as lots of illustrations and photos, Mike had some mini video clips which explained lots of aspects of the development of amateur radio. So many thanks to you, Mike, VK5ZC, for that talk on the history of radio. And also many thanks to Alan, VK5MAK, who brought along some supper for us. We all enjoyed that too. Now, Friday the 27th of September will be a talk on home security by one of SA's finest, namely Senior Constable First Class Kate Williams. And she's going to tell us how to secure our homes against crime. Now, we don't want our radio gear stolen by bad dudes, do we? Not to mention our collections of classic Marvel comics. Now, this will be an interesting night to everyone concerned about crime prevention. So all are invited to come along. Wives, partners, friends, relatives, etc. And after the presentation, there will be a light supper. So you're asked to bring along a plate of sweets to share if your call sign suffix lies between M and Z. Well, that's all for this week. I hope to catch up with some of you on the boy bands, perhaps on the F-Troop net on a Friday at 5pm on Houghton 146850 MHz. That's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Last night, we helped the South East Automobile Club with their Burrungal Bash car rally. Run in the forests in the Burrungal area, which is just west of the city, we had 7 lots of control points or observation points to look after. Hopefully all went well, and everyone got home safe and sound and at a reasonable hour. Diana, VK5FDCS, one of our freshly minted amateurs, had the job of looking after the first start and finish control. She had looked after a control under the supervision of her mum and stepfather once before, but this was her first solo effort, and she acted in a very professional manner and got the job done with minimal fuss. She did have backup with her, but it was not needed, and she has proved that she will be a big asset to the group. Thanks for your fine effort, Diana. Next weekend is a biggie. The 2019 Teagle Excavations ARB Pines Enduro is one of our bigger events, and a lot of manpower is required for us to run it. In addition to members being out on the course for the main event on Sunday, we will have a number sitting quietly behind video cameras sending video back to the outside broadcast hut, where the girls, Kate, VK5FKLY, and Diana, VK5FDCS, will decide which camera is live to the big screen in the pit spectator area at any given moment. When last heard, we are still a few people short for this important job, so we'll have to wait and see how we finish up. We are expecting the new antennas to arrive for the Narracourt repeater later this month, and as soon as we get our sticky fingers on them, we'll be liaising with the Narracourt Club members to organise a working bee and a crane to swap them over for the old ones. This, hopefully, will restore the system to full efficient operation again. On the same weekend as the Pines Enduro, the Reedy Park Centre will hold its annual open day. All of the clubs that are tenants of the centre will have their rooms open to the public for a few hours, and this gives us the chance to inform those who come along about our aims and purpose. We need a small group of members to help with the PR work and also to make sure that nothing walks out the door by mistake. Hi, hi. I am hopeful that two or three members who are not committed to helping with the Pines Enduro will volunteer to come along and help Ron by VK5AKJ with this important exercise for us. That's all I have for you this week. As always, the members of the Southeast Radio Group hope that you all have a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief report from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Bruce VK5 VAB's preparations for JOTA are progressing well, and volunteers will be encouraged to contact Bruce at the club or by email on joti6@outlook.com. Regarding the 23-on-23, as mentioned in last week's broadcast, means 23 centimetres on the 23rd of the month, so the next session will be on the 23rd of September at 10:00 hours UTC, 7:30 p.m. local time. The upcoming tech nights will be on Wednesday, 18th of September, and will be a 122 GHz demonstration by David VK5KK, the 16th of October, and will be a demonstration by Steve VK5AIM on portable HF gear. The 20th of November will be a talk by Wolfgang OE4 Whiskey Oscar Golf, a visitor from Austria. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 2nd of October. Wednesday the 30th of October is the fifth Wednesday in the month, and more information for the social evening will be advised. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Potential and members and visitors are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 7-3's Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from AHAS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunches at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday, September the 27th, and then on Friday the 11th of October. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there's no need to book, just turn up. The next coffee and chat session at the Shack will be on Saturday the 12th of October, and we will have a technical session on the 28th of September. This will be the short HF antenna tuner session I had to cancel because of a cold a few weeks ago. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. and at this time of the year it's far too cold to get out of bed too early. At the September the 19th general meeting, Neil Abraham, VK5KA, will give us an interesting session on designing, building and using RF transformers. In case you're wondering what these are, he will be talking about balance, un-uns, and common mode chokes. General meetings start at 7:30, and the presentations are run before a light supper, and then the business part of the meeting last. We have had no response to my call for volunteers to run a Jota event on the weekend of October the 19th and 20th. If you would like to be involved in Jota this year, you can do it from your home station or get in touch with one of the other SA clubs running a Jota event. This year's Ahas Buy and Sell will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it's being held at the Marion RSL. Bookings for tables can be made with Roy Gabriel, VK5NRG, and his email address is vk5nrg@wia.org.au, or with Trevor Wrigley, and his email address is vk5tw@wia.org.au. We have scrap plans for a car boot sale in the car park. We have had no one show any interest in the idea. Buyers are $5 entry and get 2 raffle tickets for door prizes. Commercial sellers are $10 a table unless they donate a door prize, and they will receive food vouchers. Clubs can book one table for free. Sellers will have to wear a seller's wristband, and buyers will receive a buyer's wristband. No wristbands, no entry to the sales area. Sellers can enter the RSL hall from 7 a.m. to set up. The doors will be open for buyers from 9:30 a.m. The RSL will be catering via the event with a sausage sizzle from about 8 a.m, with coffee and tea from about 8 a.m. to 1 p.m, and coffee and cake from 10 a.m. The bar will be open for soft drinks and something harder. The RSL volunteers will set up the catering out the front of the complex, so you do not have to enter the halls to buy your food, and there are sufficient tables and chairs in that area where you can eat undercover. The Ahas Christmas lunch will be at the Blair Hotel again this year, and it will be on the 24th of November, and the starting time is 12 noon. The cost will be $35 per person. You can book with Pat Store at patstore@adam.com.au, that is P-A-T-S-T-O-R-R. At the next two general meetings, or at the RSL lunches, or the Shack mornings. This year, Pat is issuing tickets to those who have booked and paid. We would like you to book by the end of October. You can pay by direct deposit, or you can pay in person at meetings. If you wish to pay by direct deposit, Pat will send you details when you email her for a booking. We can email you the tickets once we've confirmed you have paid. If you turn up on the day and do not have a booking, you will have to negotiate with the hotel to see if there are any places available. The meal will be 2 courses with tea and coffee included. There will be a choice of 4 main courses and 2 desserts. Please advise Pat of any special dietary requirements when bookings. Numbers are limited to 60. Shirley is busy buying up interesting and sometimes surprising prizes for the raffle, and we'll have a lot of prizes like we've had in previous years. We cannot advise you of the menu options until the hotel has finalised the Christmas menu. We will email this to those who have booked, and I will put it on the Sunday broadcast. Ahas is not subsidising the meal this year, as we are paying a room hire fee, something we've never had to do in the past. The January 2020 Ahas annual picnic will be at the Marion RSL, and it will be on the 19th of January. Starting time will be 10 a.m. onwards. More information on this event when I finalise plans with the RSL. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you can send a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.